Hello, hello, my name's Arin.
And my name is Sveta.
And you're watching Bill Dolphinian.
We are back with yet another series.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's series, we're going to be discussing something a little different, a little new and exciting. We're going to be talking about famous directors and their first films.
So we pick a bunch of directors, which we know them for their big successes.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you actually find out what their first film is, you'll be actually very surprised that was their debut film as a filmmaker.
Yeah. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about another famous director who we know for a lot of hit films, a lot of hits songs as well that have come from his films. A lot of you probably don't know what his first film is.
Mm-hmm, you know,
like our last episode, in this episode, this director is known for having huge blockbuster films with amazing star cast,
yeah,
amazing stories,
yeah,
amazing locations. But his first film was almost like a humble beginning, I guess we could say, you know?
Yeah.
And which director are we talking about today?
So we're talking about the one only Kabir Khan.
My dream is that a script comes to me, I read it, and I say, I'm going to be a film. Lekin ye aaj tak hua nahi hai. And isliye I've become like a writer by default.
Kabir Khan, I know the name says it all. We know him for films like Tiger, Bajrangi Bajam, or what else? Tube Light.
That was great.
That's right.
Well,
like,
Salman Khan
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
New York.
Nordic one.
Very good.
A very big man.
He's made a lot of interesting films, and we can't just say that he has either stuck to the thriller genre or he has stuck to action adventure.
Yeah.
He's done a bit of everything, and I think he's done it well for the most part, except for perhaps
his first
Light.
Oh.
And his first. But his first film, guys, see, if I didn't go, like, see, this is something that I don't remember.
Right.
You know, something where you know it, but it's not in your head enough to remember that this is his first film. But wait, what is his first film?
So his first film was actually backed up by a big production house, YRF.
That's
it. And it had a pretty decent star cast. It starred John Abraham Arshinwarsi.
Pretty cool.
It was set in Afghanistan.
Very, very unique.
Very unique. And the film's name is Kabul Express.
Kabul Express, guys. Cute Kabul Fazal.
All right. Because I was all of a piece with that line. I got a dog, please. Because that was marketed like never before.
Yeah.
Never before.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we get it.
Amreen and I were in India at that time separately. We didn't know each other, of course. But that is all I remember on TV. Kabul Fazal and Kabul Express trailer.
We want to go to Kabul.
Bale, 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 bale. Shinidami shi yak pata shi wad dhwa Kabul mere.
Yeah. That was it. And it looked like I don't even know. See, I at that age, I was younger. I wasn't particularly interested in the premise of the film, but I was interested in seeing John Abraham Arshinwarsi because Arshinwarsi especially made him seem like it was like he was funny. Yeah, and they get stuck in these weird situations and what's going on, but it's very serious at the same time. I was interested to watch it, but when I went to, of course, this was in Agra, so we went to a single theater to watch Kabul Express, and then they said, it's not worth watching. So we ended up watching some other like family drama film, but I basically have only seen bits and pieces of this film.
So I see why the film was not that bad.
Like, it wasn't bad. The bits and pieces I saw was interesting.
It was very definitely different from the setting, especially from 2005. I was saying the type of films that used to come out.
Yeah,
really very different. He had a really good marketing plan. Both John and Arshad were good. I know there's no leading lady as such. There's a white girl.
The white girl. Yeah,
but not really a leading lady.
Yeah.
But I think they just kind of back it off from the story. Kabir Khan comes in. He's a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
He comes in and he has shot a lot of films in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he wanted his first feature to be something relevant or something commercial in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you watch it, it's thriller. So there's a lot of twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
And I firstly, at that time, honestly, I didn't like it. But when I rewatched it recently, I actually liked it.
Yeah.
It's actually a good, well-made film. Obviously not everyone will like it because it's not a massive film.
Yeah.
But if you watch it, you'll enjoy it.
So say if you, again, like I will continue this question, if you saw Kabul Express not knowing it's a Kabir Khan film, would you be able to guess what the way it's made or the filmmaking that potentially it could be? Like, you do see shades of Kabir Khan in
that? I think so.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
Because he's very smart.
Yeah.
He's a smart filmmaker.
Yeah.
I know a few film lovers, he does bring his the masala, because that's just at the end of the day to sell the film, honestly.
Yeah.
The masses.
Yeah.
But he's a very smart filmmaker and he knows his stuff. He has done research. It's not very cliche or stereotypical.
Yeah.
So you can see those that shades.
Yeah.
Kabir Khan.
Of Kabir Khan. So
yeah.
So Kabir Khan has been consistent. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like, do you think if Kabul Express came out now, perhaps it would do better than it did in 2005?
I think so. I think it was a little bit ahead of its time.
I think so too. I think it was very ahead.
In mind, 2006, what kind of films were coming out? I remember Garam Masala. I don't know, like even Block.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's Kabul Express. But again, like we said, the marketing was very well done.
Yeah.
I had a John Abraham Coke bottle with him in his like Kabul Express look. And I don't know why, but that Coke bottle was very near and dear to me. I brought it back to Canada.
You still have it?
I did up till very recently. Like up till the last 5 years, I did have that John Abraham Coke bottle.
Look at that.
Yeah, like it was all Kabul Express marketing. Like I actually pulled my mom to go watch this film. If it wasn't for the people outside the single screen, those uncles or whoever they were that like said, "Ki nahi envoy," I think it was like you said, it's an intelligent film.
Yeah.
And perhaps the masses, especially the single screen audience, which is somehow I ended up becoming that day, would not appreciate it. But again, if it came out today, single screen audiences are quite intelligent now. And yeah.
Hashtag go put monkey. Watch it. No, but watch it and let us know what you feel.
Yeah.
But as you can see, the second film was New York.
New York was amazing.
What a great film. Again, a lot of research is done. Like he does a lot of research. That's what I really like about Kabir Khan. He's not a lazy guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's awesome.
He makes sure it's accurate, right? I guess. Yeah.
A Tiger was before, but
Tiger.
Yeah, it was Tiger.
Badrangi. Yeah.
Did he direct Tiger too?
That's
actually no, Ali Zafar did. Ali Abbas Zafar. I want to know what happened with the Tiger series. Why didn't
Why? And I feel once they let go of Kabir Khan, it changed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Again, this is a relevant subject right now. Tiger 3 is about to come out very, very soon. Do you think Manish Sharma is going to be able to do what Kabir Khan did with the Tiger 1? No way.
Manish Sharma's direction.
No.
Manish Sharma, I think he's from Ben.
Ricky. Manish Sharma, I do feel he also has a unique way of film telling. But is it right for the Tiger universe? I'm placing my votes with no.
Same. What about Leke Prabhu Ka Naam?
I don't like the lyrics. I like the riff in the song. It's interesting and it's catchy, but the lyrics don't match that. Do you agree with me?
Yeah,
but the little Tadashi bit, like it doesn't match.
So rat all of
that.
Yeah.
On a music start, gonna
and it doesn't match the way they're looking. It doesn't match the setting. And then suddenly this riff starts that doesn't match. Like, I don't know. Like, why are we? What? Like, is this
so random? Are we trying to play Antakshi?
It's so random. They know it's from Antakshi, so they're not playing games with us.
Yeah, it's so random. I'm like, what is this shit?
Salman.
I didn't even like the second I didn't like it, but that's a masterpiece in front of us.
Swag's Swagat is a masterpiece. My mom loves that song.
It's way better than this shit. I'm sorry. But eventually it's gonna come on my Spotify. I'll listen to it while working out.
What happened with me? Can I tell you something? I actually like Zinda Banda now. I do. I hated Zinda Banda when it first came up, but you know, this is what they do to you. They make you listen, they force you, and then you start liking the song. We're gonna like Prabhu Ka Naam a month from now.
Yeah.
We're gonna be talking about how chill and like what a
song, what beats.
Yeah. This is what they do.
I think so far, Mashallah is the best song.
Mashallah.
With
right. Yeah.
You think there'll be like a Divya Bhalla type song in this? Like Atif?
This should be.
But anyway, Kabir Khan.
We are basically, we're saying our petition is you bring back Kabir Khan to the Tiger series. All this experimentation is no good. I want to give an example of race here where we have a good set of people who are helming a film or a director who was helming a film started a series. Why would you go and replace them? I understand we have we have production houses and whatever, but no, stick to what works. Yeah. Stop experimenting.
Like Remo, man.
Like, yeah. Like, what, why?
I'm so sorry. Why Remo? Like,
not... And we saw the quality fall. But that film should not even have been associated with race, let alone had like the R of race in it.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm saying.
And I also feel Kabir Khan is the only one who can make Salman Khan act.
And look smart.
Look good.
Like, look like smart. An intelligent actor guy. Not the other smart guys. I know you guys are thinking the other smart. You know, like, you're looking smart today. Because he doesn't look smart these days either. I'm just saying that. He doesn't look smart. Did you see what he looked like in Kisi Ka Bhai Kisi Ki Jaan?
He's horrible.
Who approved that? I'm sorry. I'm very enraged. I had to watch that in theaters with my mom on Mother's Day, okay?
Yeah, I like, yeah, I think he's the only one. Like, I'm gonna say,
yeah, Frankie, yeah. Like, is that Salman? Even in Tiger, we're like, yeah, that's Salman. Yeah.
So let's see what happens, guys. But Kabir Khan,
you're like,
something
special.
And it's Salman.
Yeah, you see, Salman. So, see, here's the thing. Sometimes I feel also too that it was very un Kabir Khan. It was not a typical Kabir Khan film. I think he went away from what he knows, and that's why perhaps Tube Light was over.
Yeah, I think he even talked about a lot of the things were changed in that film because of the production house.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Even I'm
flaying the production house.
Sorry, the digital pro. But we can't wait for Kabir Khan's next. So you let us know what you thought. What would you think of Kabir Khan?
Yeah,
as a filmmaker.
Yeah,
so he'd be part of the Tiger series, which I feel he should.
Yeah. So on that note, my name is Shweta
and my name is Amreen,
and you're watching your favorite show,
Dil To Filmy Hai. Until next time.